Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Well, Bridget, it's always the exciting time of year when the Isaac Canal side gets open. I know that it's a little rainy outside right now, but tell us the plans in terms of the ice itself, how conditions are, and when you expect to be a full go here.
Sure. So ice skating conditions have been great so far. The ice techs are great at creating a safe skating surface for our guests to come and enjoy. We will not be open today, November 22nd, but we do plan to open the rest of the weekend. All of our extracurricular festivities, such as fireworks, giveaways, DJs, have all been moved to next weekend, Black Friday and Thanksgiving weekend. So we'll have double the fun next weekend instead.
How confident are you that conditions will continue to improve in a favorable way for everything to kind of kick off, especially next weekend when, families will be home for the Thanksgiving weekend and really the holiday spirit kind of kicks off?
Sure. I mean, I'm pretty confident. Like I said, we have a great team of ice techs who make sure that the ice is safe for our guests to come and skate on. Our cooling system is fantastic to keep the ice in the conditions it should be in. It's just kind of a matter of the weather and the rain that, you know, trips us up a little bit, but I think we'll be okay.
When the ice isn't ready, I mean, let's just say, you know, during the season, it does get a little warmer, ice has to close. What can operate when the ice isn't closed? What plans are in place if the ice has to close, but you want activity down here at the rink?
Sure. I mean, if the ice closes, we still have a bunch of different photo ops and attractions. We have Shark Girl down here. We have our new Bill's Mafia sleigh. We have our Christmas tree. So we do see a lot of traction there for people just coming down to take pictures, even if they're not skating.
Tell us a little bit about those extra features. Shark Girl looks like she's actually moved maybe a little bit. That new sleigh I saw out there, you've got the igloos out there once again. Tell us some of the things that maybe new or people can check out here to take their time.
Sure, yeah. So when the ice is open, we do have a new hockey activation zone. So guests can come down, shoot their shot at hockey, see if they can score some points. We did bring our ice bumper cars back this year as well, which is a huge fan favorite. The guests of Buffalo love riding the bumper cars. We have our curling, we have our igloos, and then we have our photo ops as well. And each day is different down here too. We have Friday night lights on Friday, special events on Saturday. So there's always going to be something different for people to come down and enjoy.
I know that last year was a big year for you guys because the new ice system was put in place and really was a chance to allow for the ice to remain open a little bit, maybe longer. How big of an impact really has that been for not just the ice, but also just the way that things kind of operate down here at the rink?
Sure. Like I said, I mean, it's been a great cooling system. Everything has been running very smoothly. We have a great team working on it around the clock. Like I said, our ice techs are always on top of it. Making sure the ice is safe to skate on. But operationally, we've been great. It's just a matter of the rain and, you know, different weather conditions that can make it a little tricky for guests to come down.
How often are you looking at the forecast and kind of monitoring things? Is that something that still has to be on the forefront of your mind? Or is that maybe something that's less of a concern now because of the ice system that's in place?
I would say it kind of goes either way. You know, we still monitor the weather. If it's raining, we can't open. If it's a pretty harsh rain, if it's sprinkling, we will try to open and have guests come down during that. But with the cooling system, it's not really a concern anymore. It just depends on the rain or the snow or the other storms we have going on down here. But yeah, we do monitor the weather daily, almost just to make sure that it'll be safe skating conditions, not necessarily that we're concerned about the conditions, you know, underneath the surface.
What was the difference, I guess, in the activity down here from the year before, the years before that system wasn't in place, to now where the system can be in place?
Sure. So I haven't seen too much of a dip in attendance. You know, people still love to come down and skate. People still love to come down and enjoy curling, igloos, and all the extra festivities we have going on. We see a lot of traction throughout December, January, even November when we open. So it's good to not see that much of a difference in attendance. It's been great. So
take us through some of the notable events that you guys have coming up as we, of course, get ready for the Thanksgiving holiday and also as we head into the Christmas time.
Sure, so I'll touch base on next weekend a little bit. So we are moving our Seasons giveaway night to next Friday. So next Friday we're going to do a Holiday Pops night and our Season giveaway night all in one. You can win tickets to the BPO show, Holiday Pops show at Klein Hands, and we're doing different giveaways every hour on the hour as well. And then Saturday night, we are doing our Polar Express night. So it's a good day to bring the kids down, get some hot chocolate, and you might even see the man in red as well.
Very good. Anything else that you want to add, Bridget, that we haven't discussed or anything that maybe you'd like to just add into the conversation?
No, I just, you know, say to tell guests to come down, enjoy the skating when you can, and make sure to take advantage of all the different things we have going down here this season.